You know what time it is, right?
No, I give our port.
4:30.
Oh.
Vibe time.
No, I don't see any little blinking lights.
Well,
there he is. What's feeding back? Roscoe! You there?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, who picked up the other line? I think that's what caused him feedback or something. You there, Roscoe?
Roscoe?
Roscoe, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, got you. Okay. Somebody picked up the other line and whacked us off, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You on the air?
Watch that. We're on the air.
Got some feedback going, yeah?
Yeah, I know. Oh.
Shut the door.
Anyway, so what's going on? I heard you hightailed it out of town?
Yeah, it was getting too hot, you know?
The weather broke after that rainstorm.
Well, it's really nice down here in Nash, Vegas, too.
Yeah?
It's only 70 degrees.
Whoa, I think we're about 74 right now.
What's with that feedback?
Its source is subject of controversy.
I think we got it covered now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not that I'm adverse to feedback. I'm down here doing a little quality control on the Budweiser product.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah? You find any, like, raw fish inside them or anything?
No. So far, the first few that I had, they're just fine.
Mm. So what up, man?
So, I don't know. I just was thinking I ought to get out of town. And Warner, you know, since he moved to L.A., he had to do some project here in Nash, Vegas. And so, you know... there's that word that I can't say on the radio, but in that movie about the mall culture, they say what the, you know?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, just moved me to get up and go.
Wow.
And this travel agent hooked me up with the, you know, family problem ticket, which was the right price. You know, it's like the kind of money that you could spend on a good binge anyway, you know, so...
That's great.
And I'm down here. I'm going to do some rock biz meetings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Power lunches.
Yeah, a couple power lunches, little Nashville sushi. There's a big banquet going on for some bigwig, this BMI bigwig down here. I might stop over there, turn him on to the lounge pants.
So this wasn't your permanent move, was it?
No, I'm not. I haven't moved.
Oh, okay.
Why, did you see my stuff out on the street in front of the Pines?
I think Jack was contemplating it. He was wondering himself. You know, well, I guess Roscoe went down to Nashville and got some guitars for sale here.
Not those tellies. those carry blood.
The John Lee Hooker telly.
And a good one.
Yeah.
So what's the vibe?
So the vibe is just sort of a transportation vibe, you know,
mm-hmm.
which was a good one. The Warner man is right here. Say hi to the hound. Quick hi.
Oh, no.
Yo, dude, what's up?
Hey, Warner.
You're happening, Warner.
That was a quick...
Penn State USC
we got going here. It looks like an illegal cable box they got going. We're at the Sound Emporium in Nash, Vegas.
Oh, recording studio?
Yeah.
So you're doing a session or something?
Yeah, I flew in to do a little acoustical part.
Uh-huh.
So you're in the studio with the dudes, huh?
I'm in the studio with the dudes. You know, we're going to be doing a little acoustic on some power ballad here.
Mm-hmm. Is it K.D. Lang?
No, it's now K.D. Lang. I don't play with no vegetarians.
Anymore.
Eat meat or die.
Eat pork, man.
Did you like that buffalo chili the other night?
Oh, man. The food at the McMeister's was incredible.
It was. Folks, it was outstanding. You all missed it.
That thing, we ought to really maybe, you know... make available that the recipe for that pie. What was that thing called? The Santa Fe pie?
Santa Rosa pie.
Santa Rosa pie. That was great.
Was that the super
dip? That was the guacamole super dip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a meal, you know?
Yeah, six-layer guacamole beans.
Cheese. Sour cream.
Yeah.
Refried beans.
Yeah, it was, and Bruce.
The green sauce on top was my favorite.
Yes, my Roscoe.
Bruce displayed a lot of finesse with the carving on that ham. You know, a lot of people waste a good 30-40% of a ham due to bad carving.
Hmm. For a guy whose hands shake like a leaf, he got that paper thin ham thing.
No, it was good.
Very, very
happening. He got the knife in his hand and his hand stopped oscillating.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm from a pork cutting part of the world. What can I say?
Brooch knows pork.
Yeah, there you go.
So next week maybe we'll do the vibe report from the guitar show.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about it?
That could be good.
Is there any other stuff we're not supposed to announce? You want me to talk about?
Oh, let's see. We got the A-Bones gig, and there's a...
A-Bones playing tonight?
Tonight, over at Chase, and...
The space at Chase?
Yeah, space is the place. On Saturn.
Mm.
All right, well.
So we had a music industry power lunch this week.
You did?
No, me and you and...
Your pal. And Gangster John out in Long Island.
That was good, right on the water.
It was great.
Folks, can I tell the radio audiences I saw Roscoe turn down a job in the Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles?
Which one did they want you to be?
No, see, it was in the band. See, the guys that dance around in the suits, they aren't actually playing.
Yeah, and they're union guys, too. They're like equity actors.
Right, but then they have other guys, you know, like Rick Derringer and stuff behind a screen playing guitar. Yeah, I guess they have
guys
from Steely Dan, you know. But I missed it by a couple of days.
Radical.
And I told Gangster John, that he goes, well, you would play bad music, wouldn't you? And I go, well, yeah, I would, but it goes on a sliding scale with how bad it is, how much money it is.
Yeah.
More dough for the more rotten music. But I still don't think I... You know, I might be able to play... Girl singers is kind of tough, and vegetarians are totally out.
Yeah.
That's probably my only restriction.
But you're not averse to working with reptiles.
No, I'd do it go with the snake, you know. Kids, dogs.
With a trained poodle act.
Yeah, as long as I get my own tech, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
And your own tour bus.
Yeah. No, just the back room and the tour bus is fine. I don't need the whole bus.
That's very magnanimous of you.
Yeah, well... Back rooms either burn it or die or get out. Well, that's the vibe. You guys got a VOM set playing there?
You bet.
Sure do.
We're going to try and spook the horse on this one.
Oh, yeah? Boy, I like that record pretty good.
Yeah, it turned out all right, didn't it?
Yeah, we blew out Mick's other speaker and melted down his new amp with it the other day.
Mick, I wonder if he... Well, did he go up? Did he split?
Yeah, he split. We loaded the big speakers into the back of the car and he headed up.
Where did he take the big speakers?
Because he blew the other one and the guy who designed them is going to be up there, so he's going to get them fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, with a tube of testers.
And maybe go a step up or two.
Yeah, a tube of testers.
Mm-hmm.
The speakers cost, you know, like as much as a down payment on a condo.
Yeah.
But real estate, you know, with all this news about how dangerous New York is and everything,
yeah,
it might, you know, it might actually work all the way into a backlash for, you know, rents and stuff. I'm hoping so.
Yeah, but probably not. I doubt it.
Probably not is true.
No.
I just think we all ought to take over one building in Stuyvesant Town, you know?
That would be good. I heard
our own little suburb.
Uh-huh.
Who was it? Oh, yeah, Chris moved in with somebody over there.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Such getting mentioned on the radio once again. It's the Stuyvesant Town's newest and possibly loudest resident.
Oh, has he got an AC-30 up there or something?
No. I don't know. I don't know what he is. He's a gorilla, maybe, in the house.
A gorilla?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the super chap.
Mm. Oh, yeah, he's a tube guy.
No lie.
Well, you guys, blast onward. I will make it back. Is there anything going on Wednesday? I was thinking about coming back Wednesday.
I don't know. Cocktails.
Not that we know of.
Cocktails at Brownies?
Yeah.
Now, did you take this gig?
We're in the negotiational stage.
Yeah, because, you know, Jack told me about it, and it was like, you know, Brownies has been, you know, running people out of the place with bad music.
And yeah, no question
about
it.
Monday and Tuesday.
You know, it's
a
great place, and it's nice that it's got the proximity to the Pines and a few other stops, but, I mean, they really play bad music in there. I think it's just, you know, it's just an oversight. It's just another thing. You got to pay for air conditioning. You got to pay for this and that.
Yeah, tighten a few bolts.
Yeah, you got to. Well, they should straighten that out, you know, and then they'll see exactly what happens.
Well, we have our special tonalization package, and we have our deluxe tonalization package.
Yeah.
So we're negotiating.
But, you know, Ideas Incorporated, is that what it is? Creative Concepts.
Creative Concepts.
They will come in and do on-site inspection, and I guess you've been doing a certain amount of free on-site inspection in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to get paid.
Yeah, we do.
That's how we get paid.
That's what we get paid to get paid.
Yeah.
Well, it's really good, though. They are kind of responsive, because that one bartender, when I was home for 12 hours and we went over and had cocktails that one night,
yeah,
that guy was way heavy on the ice cubes, and they got rid of him.
Oh, good.
You know, he made, you know, you can't make, there's different bartending styles, and some of them entail, you know, like a whole lot of ice cubes. And when you put that many ice cubes in, then it's okay if you go booze almost to the top and then you add your mixtures for color.
Yeah.
But this guy was...
Mixologists take note.
He was, you know, he was totally dead wrong, and they got rid of him. So it's not to say that the guys at Brownies can't be responsive about, you know, the changing needs of the Lower East Side public.
You know, I do not speak for Creative Concepts at all here. Let me disclaim this, but I really do prefer the other booze pit. It's just it's a kindler, gentler vibe, and the music is so much better.
Yeah, but see, the two places are connected, so how can they be so polar on the musical taste?
Do you realize that it's almost the same distance from the old booze pit to my house as it is from the new booze pit to your all's house? I think that's where the allegiance thing really lies.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
Short crawl home.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, see, from the old booze pit, you have to have enough foresight, or at least I do, to, you know, hold on to that last $3 for the yellow limo home.
Yeah.
Where at Brownies I could go all the way, and if the music is good, then the bartender gets that last $3.
And the other
music matter.
You do get the college crowd in the other booze pit from there. You get the 11-to-1 rush that you kind of really, it's when you need a cocktail.
Beautiful acoustic music after hours on Sundays. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Is that sort of happening all the time?
George has those Sunday night gigs.
Ah. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll be missing it.
Well, I may too, the way things are going.
But I've only been here for an hour, and I already got a golf date for tomorrow, so...
Yeah, and you're already half-loaded.
I only brought one suitcase, so it was easy to load it.
Yeah, there you go. Party on, dude.
Okay, guys, Vom onward. Sally there?
Sally's here.
Hey, Sally.
Dude, this ain't no cartoon. She's waving from the couch.
Okay, well...
Looking good doing it.
Well, I think I'm going to go do some acoustic.
Okay, let's go.
So later, folks.
All right.
Aloha, Roscoe.
That's the sound you know and love.
Big cases.
Roscoe makes a late week escape to Nashburg. There you go, folks.
And had a lot on his mind.
A little bar talk. A little Bella bar talk there.
Yeah.